It's free information. So I'll start off by saying, what is the difference between information, knowledge, and wisdom? What's the difference between them? I think we all know, although I'd probably take 10 minutes just to explain it, so I'll read a definition. It's being aware of something and having information. Knowledge is really about facts and ideas that we acquire through study, research, investigation, observation, or experience. That's knowledge. Okay. Wisdom is the ability to discern and judge which aspects of that knowledge are true, which ones are right, lasting, and which ones are applicable in your life. Wisdom. That's the hard one. But I'll just ask a question. No need to respond. How much information do you think you can hold in your brain? I know we're looking at some, we're like, not much. But how much? Well, there's a kilobyte. A kilobyte's here in the computer world. A kilobyte, megabyte, gigabyte, terabyte. We'll stop there. Those are it. If it, 1 kilobyte, a child probably has a lot more than that. So if you're thinking, I'm pretty smart. Maybe I have a terabyte of data. Well, the human mind, they think, because of the synapses, the complexity, 86 billion, 100 terabytes, approximately. 100 terabytes of data can be stored in your head. So they say. There's a lot of opinion. You know what? I can go out right now for about $4,000 and buy an external hard drive that has 100 terabytes of data on it. So my brain is worth $4,000, max. Well, I could probably get mine for a lot less. But so, information, it's everywhere. The world does not lack knowledge. It doesn't. It has everything. Even I'm getting lazy. I am now, Alexa, what's the temperature today? Alexa, should I wake up? And she answers, usually appropriately. Get out of bed, you bum. So information and knowledge is everywhere. We live in what we call the information age. But the world does lack wisdom. Now, if you don't have to turn there, but 1 Kings 3, the whole verse, what it talks about, or the chapter, is King Solomon. King Solomon says, Lord, I'm like a child. I don't know how to rule. I am nothing. Please, God, give me wisdom. Help me. And then, as we know, God says, well, I will grant you wisdom. You will be the smartest, you'll have more wisdom than before you and after you. So none of us here, no human ever has the wisdom that Solomon did. And because you didn't ask for long age and you didn't ask for money, I will bless you with that too. And then the heart-wrenching story about the two prostitutes that came to Solomon. Long story short, the one had a baby. They both had babies at the same time. They were alone, no witnesses. The one baby, the mom rolled over on the baby and killed it. So she stole the other baby, and then Solomon was brought. The other lady switched him at night, and the sword split the baby in two, and the real mom came forward and said, no, it's okay, she can have him. Solomon's like, that's the mother. Give the child to that woman. That's wisdom. Now, I know that reading it sounds like, oh, okay. But if you were in that situation, could you have come up with that? Probably not. That's a tremendous amount of wisdom. So, why does the world, or the world we know, has all the knowledge and information at its fingertips, and it desires wisdom, but it doesn't desire the wisdom of seeking God. I think we can all safely say that. Just a quick story. I right now am doing an analysis. I did an analysis. It was one paragraph. I was excited about my paragraph. It was pretty good. It was knowledge. And then, well, I need you to gather this. We're deciding whether we're going to take down some things in some areas. It's a pretty impactful study. Well, I'm at 41 pages now, and the information turned into knowledge, because now that I've read all those 41 pages, I read 200 pages to put it into 41, I have the knowledge of that subject. And of course, it's not my decision, but I'm leaning towards having actual real wisdom on something to make a decision whether we need to close this and shut out or expand or grow. So we can apply it in our real life. The Bible, we know the Bible. Most people know Bible stories. They just choose not to investigate, prove all things. If I could ask you to turn over to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Matthew 7, and we'll pick it up. We'll just read Matthew 7, 7, 8. Verses 7 and 8. Matthew 7. And we all know this scripture very well. I love this scripture because it gives me hope and it gives me comfort. Ask, and I will be given to you. And it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock. Sorry, I lost my place. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Well, the world is not asking. We are here today. Where are we at? We're here amongst each other today. Is this in the Bible, what we're celebrating today? Observing? Well, yeah. Is it clear in the Bible? Well, yeah, I think so. And last week's message that we heard 2 weeks ago about the origin of the day celebrated yesterday, is that in the Bible? Well, yeah, it says it's bad. Well, can you go to any simple little encyclopedia, open it up, and find the origin of Easter? Why, yes, you can. So why are we the only ones here? Well, we know the answer, but it's just remarkable what a blessing we have. We know the world is blind. We know the world is deaf. They do look for opportunity, but only for opportunity for themselves. Over time, you've noticed that everyone used to do this at one time, a large number of people used to do exactly what we're doing today. It was common knowledge. Over time, it's now a weird ritual, a cult, kind of, to be here in this little group. They've lost it. It's been lost over time to some, to most. So, but are you knocking? Are you asking? Here is another feast of unleavened bread. Today is March 31st. Another month has gone by. Time. You can't cheat time. It seems like it's going so fast. We're here again. Are you seeking fast enough? At some point, Christ is going to return, and it will be in your lifetime. Will you be prepared? So, in conclusion, today is the first day of unleavened bread. I broke out my matzo. I ate my matzos. One scoop of butter per 1 inch of matzo. I love butter, so matzos are perfect for me. And it was good. I bought them a little early, and I wanted to dig into them, but I was like, no, wait for the first day of unleavened bread and then eat it. And I did. And oh, it was remarkable this morning. I love matzos. And then at the end of unleavened bread, I don't want to touch a matzo for almost another year because you consume so many matzos. We have been provided information. We have examined it and we have studied it. We have the knowledge. We know that this day is holy to God. This is the true God. not the God of this world. We have the wisdom. We do. We have all agreed that we are here today together to worship the great God and partake in the first day of unleavened bread. The ability to discern and judge today and our faith is only possible because we have the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Information and knowledge is everywhere, and it is. We are in information overload. Matter of fact, I dare say majority of things on the internet are false, fake, misleading, or just evil. But there is good out there on the internet. We use it for our messages. We use it for proof. But of course, the Bible is everything. So we must go to God and seek wisdom. All the knowledge we have will not be enough if we don't have godly wisdom.